Today, the sermon title is Substitutional Atonement.
今天我讲到的主题是代赎。This
month marks the anniversary of my preaching on Ordo Salutis, which is the order of salvation.
这个月是我宣讲救恩的次序，这个主题的周年纪念。Today's
message will be the last in this series, as you can see from the chart below.
就像大家可以看到屏幕上这个图表一样，今天是这一个系列的最后一讲。I
start preaching this series in June of last year, starting with the order number three, calling, number three and number four, calling and regeneration.
我这个讲座呢，是从去年六月份开始，从第三讲被召唤，第四讲得重生开始的。
At the time, it was intended to be one single preaching.
当时呢，我的计划是只有一个讲，只讲一次。
But after that, God assured me that I should continue the series and follow up with conversion.
但是讲过之后呢，我感受到从神而来的心中的负担，让我继续讲下去。
And then after that, go on to justification, sanctification, and glorification.
所以呢，我就继续讲了第五讲、第六讲、第七讲、第八讲，分别是归信主、得称义、得成圣和得荣耀。
I thought I was done, but God said no. You need to teach on assurance of salvation.
然后我觉得我应该就结束了，但是神就告诉我说，还没有，你要继续讲他的救恩。
So I thought I was finished, but God said that no, salvation started long before you were born, long before the universe was created.
那个时候我以为我已经讲完了，但是神又让我感受到呢，还没有结束，因为神的救恩在我出生之前，在这个宇宙被创造之前就亘古存在着。So
I need to go back all the way before the universe was created when salvation started with the election. And that was my sermon last time in last month.
所以我要回到时间之前，回到我们被拣选的时候，那就是我上一篇的讲道。Now
today, I'm coming to the last message, which is atonement.
那么今天呢，就来到了我这一系列讲座中的最后一讲，也就是
Now, the redemption at the cross is the center of the entire Bible, the center of the gospel, and the center of the work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
十字架上的救赎是整本圣经的中心，是福音的中心，以及耶稣基督工作的中心。
It is a very important historic event. It is the climax of God's salvation plan.
这是一个非常重要的历史性的计划，也是神救赎计划的高潮。
What does atonement mean?
救赎的意义是什么呢?
Making atonement is satisfying someone for an offense committed.
赎罪是为所犯下的罪行来满足某人。
The English word atonement is a phrase combining three words, at one man.
那么英文的这个 atonement 赎罪这个词是三个词的组合，就是 at one man.
It means to restore the oneness in a broken relationship.
它的意思是弥补破裂的关系，使双方能够复合为一。
The atonement of Christ referred to the sacrifice that Jesus made in order to reconcile sinners to a holy God.
那么基督的赎罪就是指耶稣为使罪人与圣洁的神和好而做出的牺牲。
It is the work Christ did in his life and death to secure our salvation.
这是基督在他活着的时候和他死的时候所做的工作，以确保我们能够得到救恩。
Jesus said, The Son of Man came to give his life as a ransom for men.
基督说, 人子来要舍命,
What severed man's relationship with God?
那是什么割断了人与神的关系呢?
In the Garden of Eden, God commanded Adam, You must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die.
在伊甸园里，上帝吩咐亚当说， 你不可吃那分别善恶树上的果子，因为你吃了它，必定死。
The death God mentioned here includes physical death and spiritual death. The latter refers to a severed relationship with God.
在这里神所说的死，既包括肉体上的死，也包括灵性上的死，而灵性上的死指的就是与上帝关系的断绝。
Indeed, after Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, they became conscious of the nakedness. They felt shameful and guilty.
那么事实呢，也的确如此。当亚当和夏娃吃了禁果之后，他们开始意识到自己是赤身露体的，并感到羞耻和内疚。
This is an indication of their severed relationship with God.
这就表明他们与神断绝了关系。
After Adam and Eve sinned, their eyes were open and realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together to cover up their shame.
亚当和夏娃犯罪之后呢，他们眼睛睁开，发现自己赤身露体，于是他们就把无花果的树叶缝在一起，来遮掩自己的羞耻。
But in no way they could hide their shame from God.
但是他们绝对无法向上帝隐瞒。
Throughout history, men tried to make up with God by doing good works, by striving for morality, by offering sacrifices, and by taking part in religious activities. This is self-atonement.
纵观历史啊，人类总是试图通过行善来与上帝和好，通过追求道德，通过献祭，通过参加宗教活动等等的方式。
The holiness and righteousness of God require a different kind of atonement for sin.
上帝的圣洁和公义需要的是一种不同的赎罪方式。
God said, "The wage of sin is death."
神说，罪的工价乃是死。
There is no mediation; only death can settle the consequence of sin.
这是不容商榷的。 只有死亡才是罪的最终结果。
After the fall of Adam and Eve, God made garments of skin for them to cover up their shame.
亚当和夏娃堕落之后呢，上帝就用兽皮来给他们做衣服，来为他们遮掩。
This implies an animal was killed to get the skin to make garments for Adam and Eve.
这就意味着要杀死一个动物来获取兽皮，为亚当和夏娃制作衣服。
The slain animal symbolized a substitutional atonement for the sin of Adam and Eve.
而这只被杀的动物象征着为亚当和夏娃的罪的替代赎罪。
In the Old Testament, God instructed the Israelites through the law of Moses to offer sacrifices of animals for their sin when they approached God every year on the Day of Atonement.
在旧约中呢，上帝通过摩西的律法，指示以色列人每年在赎罪日的时候，接近上帝的时候，要为他们的罪献祭牲畜。However,
the New Testament tells us it is impossible for the blood of animals to take away the sins of man. The Old Testament laws and sacrifices were only foreshadowing of a better reality, which is Christ. To come in the future.
然而新约告诉我们呢，动物的血是不可能除去人的罪的。旧约的律法和祭物只是将美事的投影，那真相乃是基督。What
is why is the atonement necessary?
那么为什么需要赎罪呢？
Why can God just forgive us and forget our sins?
为什么神不可以直接原谅我们，并且免了我们的罪呢？
Why does he need Christ, his only son, to go through such a bloody, cruel death to accomplish salvation for human beings?
为什么神需要派他自己唯一的儿子基督耶稣来经历如此残忍和血腥的死亡，来实现对人类的救赎呢？
In the following video by R.C. Sproul, he tells us why the atonement of Christ is necessary for the remedy of man's fall.
在接下来这个四分半钟的短片里面 ，R.S. Sproul 将会告诉我们为什么耶稣基督的救赎对人类堕落的补救是十分必要的。
I've been asked to speak this afternoon on the subject why.The necessity of the atonement. It was necessary in the first place because of who God is. And it was necessary in the second place because of who we are. The two things that we fail to understand most miserably in popular theology.It's the nature and character of God and the nature and character of sin. The judge of all of the earth is righteous. The judge of all of the earth is perfect in the administration of his justice.If God is holy and God is righteous and there's no if to it, since God is righteous, not only will he punish sin, he must punish sin. One sin is all it takes to send you to hell forever. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. God doesn't grave on a curve and said,Like they say in Islam, if your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, then you get into heaven. No. One sin. Finished. The slightest sin that we commit against God. We are setting our authority over His. We are rebelling against.The transcendent majesty of the universe. We are violating the rule given by the King of the cosmos. We're so used to sinning, so accustomed to sin, that we rarely ever even have the barest grasp.Of the gravity involved by defying God. The Bible tells us that we are by nature at enmity with God. In our fallen humanity, our most formidable foe and enemy.Is God Himself. And so the Bible speaks of salvation in terms of reconciliation, in terms of ending a war. The first fruit of our justification is what? That we have peace with God and access into His presence. When we come to Christ, the war's over.Because our mediator has reconciled us to the God who is our enemy. So in the cross, the Lord Jesus propitiates the Father and expiates our sin, removing it from us as far as the east.Is from the west. So that in the cross, God is both just and the justifier of his people.
由于上面的视频呢只有英文，所以我们在这里也为懂中文会众的朋友们把中文打在字幕上面，因为我们来读一下。今天下午我被要求就这个问题发言：救赎的必要性。救赎的必要性，首先在于神是谁，其次在于我们是谁。在流行神学中，有两件事人们非常可悲的无法理解。 这两件事情分别是上帝的本质和品格，以及罪的本质和品格。全地的审判者是公义的，全地的审判者在伸张正义方面是完美的。如果神是圣洁的，神是公义的，那么就不存在如果。既然神是公义的，他不仅会惩罚罪，他也必须惩罚罪。一个罪名就足以把你永远的送往地狱。 要完美，因为你的天赋是完美的。神在人的坟墓上没有回旋的余地，他并不像伊斯兰教中所说的，如果你所行的善超过你所行的恶，那么你就可以进入天堂，并非如此。一项罪名你就完蛋了。我们对神所犯的最轻微的罪，是我们正在把我们的权威凌驾在他之上。 我们正在反抗宇宙的超然权威，我们正在违反宇宙之王所赐予的规则。我们太习惯于犯罪，我们如此习惯犯罪，以至于我们很少能够理解藐视上帝的重要性。圣经告诉我们，我们天生就是以神为敌的。在我们堕落的人性中，我们最可怕的敌人就是上帝自己。因此， 圣经从和解的角度，从结束战争的角度谈到了救恩。我们称义的第一个果子是什么？是要我们与神和好，并进入他的同在。当我们来到基督里、基督面前时，战争就结束了，因为我们的中保已经使我们与作为我们敌人的神和好。因此，在十字架上，主耶稣使父神显现， 并免去了我们的罪，将我们的罪从我们的身上除去。东方与西方有多远，他就让我们的罪与我们有多远。因此，在十字架上，神既是公义的，也是他子民的义人。Let
me summarize the main point in the video.
那么，下面就让我们来总结一下这个视频里面提到的几个重点。Atonement
is necessary because of who God is.
我们需要救赎，是因为神是谁。
And who we are.
还因为我们是谁。
He is the touch of all the earth, the transcendent majesty of the universe and cosmos.
神是审判全地的主，是超越宇宙的至高者。
We were fallen sinners, so as slaves to sin.
我们从前是堕落的罪人，卖给了罪做奴隶。He's
holy, righteous, perfect, just, and awesome.
神是圣洁、公义、完全、正直和可畏的。He
will follow us of the rebellious forces in the world and universe, the enemy of God.
我们从前是跟从叛逆神、与神为敌的恶势力。
By God's nature, God must punish sin.
根据他的本性，神必须惩罚罪恶。We
have no idea who we were sinning against. We were bearing again, and we were powering up God's wrath upon us.
我们甚至不知道自己得罪了谁，背叛了谁。我们正在将上帝的愤怒堆积在自己的身上。
The only way to save us from the wrath of God and from the eternal punishment of our sin is if atonement is offered on our behalf to remove our sin and the wrath of God so that we can be reconciled to Him.
将我们从上帝的愤怒和我们的罪的永恒的惩罚当中拯救出来的唯一的方法是为我们赎罪，这样可以除去我们的罪和上帝的愤怒，这样我们就可以与上帝和好，而这就是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所做的。
The Bible says all men are guilty of offending a righteous God.
经上说世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
God tells us he's heard and eternally righteous and just.
神说他是完美的，他是完美且永远公义的，公义和公平是他宝座的根基。
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Like a judge in the court, God was unoffended.
就像法庭上的法官一样，上帝必须惩罚罪犯。
His eyes are too pure to look on evil. He cannot tolerate wrong.
你的眼目纯洁，不看邪恶，也不能做事奸恶。
So he handed down the sentence.
所以他是作为法官来宣判。
And the sentence is death penalty.
宣判的结果是死刑。
And this is according to the book.For the wages of sin is death.
这就是经上所说的罪的工价便是死。
The bad news is everyone born into this world is on the death row.
但是有个坏消息，就是每一个出生在这个世界上的人都住在死囚的牢房里了。
Is there any hope for those on the death row?
那我们这些死囚们有没有希望呢？
Penalty is the process by which a governor, president, or administrative board may refuse a defendant's sentence or grant a pardon.
宽恕赦免是州长、总统或者是行政委员会可以用以减轻被告的刑期或者予以释放的这一个过程。由于各种原因，宽恕赦免曾经被用在死刑案中，使罪犯。
Clemency has been granted in death penalty cases for a variety of reasons. Unfortunately, our Creator, life-giving God, the supreme authority in the universe, does not grant clemency.
但是不幸的是，我们的创造者、赋予生命的上帝、宇宙中最高的权威，并没有对我们进行宽大处理。
His holiness, righteousness.And justice would not allow him to simply dismiss it.
他的圣洁、公义和公正不允许他如此简单的摒弃罪恶。
Even so, there is still hope. God has other attributes. He is rich in love, compassion, forgiveness, and mercy.
即便如此呢，我们还是有希望的，因为上帝还有其他的属性，他充满着爱与怜悯。
He accepts a substitutional sin atonement by a sinless human being for the sins of the death, a penalty of all sinners born into this world.
他接受了一个无罪的人，为所有出生在这个世界上的罪人的罪和死刑来赎罪。
The problem is, a sinless, perfect human being does not exist.
但问题是，这样一个无罪的、完美的人是不存在的。
So Jesus Christ, the holy and righteous God Himself, incarnated, born into the world, lived a sinless life, and offered His body and life as a sin atonement for all the sinners on the eternal death row.
所以，耶稣基督。圣洁公义的神自己便道成肉身降生在世上，他过着无罪的生活，并献上他的身体和生命为永恒死囚牢房里所有的罪人赎罪。
For even the Son of Man came to give his life as a ransom for many.
因为人子来要舍命做多人的赎价。
God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱在此向我们显明了。
Imputation, what is it?
归算，什么是归算？
To impute means to credit or ascribe something to a person.
归算的意思就是将某事归功或者是归于某人。
Imputation is the way the God of love and righteousness can save sinners on the death row while remaining perfect in time.
归算就是慈爱和公义的上帝，可以拯救死囚牢房中的罪人，同时保持完全公正的方式。
God offered his son Jesus to be a substitute for those on the death row.
上帝就让他的儿子耶稣来代替死囚牢房里的人。
This is an offer we should never refuse.
这是我们绝对不应该拒绝的唯一的生机。
Let me illustrate imputation with this diagram.
让我们用这个图表来解释一下。
We have God.
这里是神。
Above and we have sinners below.
这上面是神，啊，罪人在下面。
And then we have Jesus Christ.God himself, the Holy God, incarnated and lived as a righteous man.
然后是基督耶稣，神圣的神，道成肉身。
God imputed man's sin onto Christ.
神把众人的罪呢，都归算在了基督的身上。
On the cross, Christ bore the sin.Of all sins and took their death penalty.
在十字架上，基督耶稣担当了世人的罪和他们死的刑罚。
He became a sacrifice, an atonement sacrifice for the sins of man.
他成了人类罪的赎罪祭。
His sacrifice was accepted by God and, and remove God's wrath on man's sin.
那么他的牺牲被神所接受，那么公义的神的愤怒被挽回。
And this results in forgiveness of sin for sinners and reconciled with reconciliation with God.
这呢就挽回了人的罪，人的罪得以释放。
Not only that, the righteousness of Jesus Christ was imputed to those sinners who accepted Christ. This is how imputation works. Atonement is a central theme in the Bible.
赎罪是圣经的中心主题。
There's a book called Atonement in Type, Prophecy, and Accomplishment.
有一本书叫做《赎罪的预表、预言和成就》。
Content in the book.
这是这本书的目录。
It talks about atonement recorded in the first five.Books of Moses.
他讲了摩西五经当中的赎罪的故事。
In the story of Abraham, Adam, and so on.
亚当的故事等等其他故事当中提到。
And also in the laws of Moses, in the sacrifices and the festivals.
在摩西的律法、献祭和节期当中也提到。
In the Old Testament prophecies.
在旧约的预言当中也提到过。
And also in the New Testament epistles.
同样的，在新约的书信当中也提到过赎罪的问题。
Why does Jesus' atonement have to be so bloody?
为什么耶稣的赎罪必须要如此的血腥呢？
Propitiation is a biblical word that comes from Romans 3:24, which means that a full satisfaction of the justice of God on behalf of the redeemed by means of death on the cross.
挽回祭是圣经中的一个专有词汇，它来自罗马书3:24，意思是通过死在十字架上，代表被救赎的人完全满足了上帝的公义。
Jesus Christ died a substitutionary death on behalf of the redeemed.
基督耶稣代替被救赎的人而死。
He took a death that covers the payment of their sin.
他呢，为了他们的罪，付出了死的代价。
Reconcile them to God and make them fit for eternal life.
使他们能够与上帝和好，并让他们能够得永生。
Could the atonement for sin have been done another way, such as taking a poison drink or die by the sword?
那么赎罪可以用另一种方式来完成吗？比如说喝毒酒。
The answer is no.
答案是否定的。
The atonement for sin could not have been done in any other way. It had to be by blood. Hebrews 9:22 tells us, "Without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin."
赎罪不可以以任何其他的方式完成，它必须是通过血液，通过流血。希伯来书9:22告诉我们。若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
What told Moses, for the life of a creature is in the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourself on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life.
神对摩西说，因为活物的生命是在血中，我把这血赐给你们。可以在坛上为你们的生命赎罪，因为血里有生命，所以能赎罪。
On the cross, every drop of Christ's blood was drained out. He poured out all his precious blood, his entire life, for those people he redeemed.
在十字架上，耶稣的每一滴血都流干了，他倾注了他所有的宝血。用整个无罪的生命为我们赎罪。
Hebrews 9 tells us how Jesus sacrificed himself to offer himself as a sin.
希伯来书9:22告诉我们，基督耶稣是如何牺牲自己为我们赎罪的。
Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood.And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. When Christ came into the world, he said,
Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. And burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure. Then I said, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book.
Then he added, Behold,I have come to do your will. And by that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
按照律法，凡物差不多都是用血洁净的。若不流血，罪就不得赦免了。所以基督到世上来的时候就说，神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的。你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说，神哪、啊、我来了，不要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了。我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
Justification is declaring a person under judgment, not guilty.
称义是宣布一个受判决的人无罪。
If God is holy, righteous, and just, how can He declare a guilty sinner not guilty?
如果神是圣洁、公义和公正的， 那他怎么可以宣布一个有罪的人无罪呢？
The answer is that justification does not pardon, ignore, or endorse our sin. Why? Our sin is fully punished and paid for by Jesus.
答案是称义不会赦免、忽视或认可我们的罪。相反，我们的罪将受到完全的惩罚。
Romans 3:20-25 explains the doctrine of justification by faith as follows. And I use a combination of different translations to make it easier for you to understand.
罗马书三章二十到二十五节，解释了因信称义的教义。这里面呢，李长老用了不同的翻译，然后可以更好的让我们理解他的意思。
Do you see it? No one can ever be made right in God's sight by doing what the law commands, because the law serves only to make us see that we are sinners. So now God has shown us a different way of being right in His sight.Not by obeying the law, but by the way the Old Testament hinted long ago. God said, He will accept an acquittance that is to declare us not guilty if we trust Jesus Christ in taking away our sin, regardless of who we are and what we have done. We all have sinned and fall short of God's.But we all can be declared righteous freely by God's grace because of the redemption by Jesus Christ. God set forth Jesus as the place where mercy can be found through faith in His blood.
罗马书第三章二十到二十五节。世上没有一个人可以靠着遵行律法被神算为义人，因为律法的本意是要使人知道什么是罪。但如今神向我们显示了另一种方式，让他可以算我们为义人，并与他恢复正确合宜的关系。这不是透过律法所行，而是透过旧约圣经暗示给我们的方式。神说，如果我们信靠耶稣基督来除掉我们的罪孽，他就会接纳我们，并宣告我们无罪得释放。无论我们是什么人，或是犯了什么罪，我们都可以透过这种方式来到基督面前蒙救赎。因为世人都犯了罪，达不到神荣耀的标准。但如今，借着神的恩典和基督耶稣的救赎，信靠基督的人都可以白白地被神称为义人。神设立耶稣作为挽回祭，是凭基督的宝血，借着人的信来彰显他的义。
We have two options.
那么我们有两个选择。
We can bear our own punishment.
我们可以选择承担自己的刑罚。
Or let Christ bear our punishment.
或者选择让基督为你承担。
This is a limited time offer.
而且这是一个现实的优惠。
And the deadline is the end of life or when the universal judge comes back, whichever comes first.
那么最后的期限呢，要么是我们生命的结束，要么是这个当全地审判者再来的时候，以先到为准。
On the cross, there is a divine exchange.Between Jesus and those redeemed.
在十字架上呢，有一个神圣的交换，是在基督耶稣和被他救赎的人之间的。
Through the process of imputation.
通过归算来实行。
Jesus was made sin with our sin.
耶稣基督成为我们的罪。
So that we can be made righteous with his righteousness.
使我们呢能够得着他的义。
Jesus has borne our shame.
基督耶稣受羞辱。
So that we can share his glory.
使我们呢可以同享荣耀。
Jesus was punished.
基督耶稣受刑罚。
So that we can be forgiven.
使我们得赦罪的平安。
Jesus was wounded.
基督耶稣受鞭伤。
So that we can be healed.
使我们得医治。
Jesus endured rejection.
基督耶稣被弃绝。
So that we can gain acceptance by the Father.
使我们可以被父神接纳。
Jesus was made a curse.
基督耶稣受诅咒。
So that we can receive his blessing.
使我们可以得祝福。
Jesus died our death.
基督耶稣替我们死。
So that we can receive his resurrected life.
使我们可以得着他复活的生命。
Jesus was made our old self put to death on the cross.
基督耶稣成为我们的救人，被钉死在十字架上。
So that we can be made into a new person in Christ.
使我们可以在基督里成为新造的人。
What a divine exchange on the cross Jesus accomplished for us.
基督耶稣在十字架上为我们实现了如此神圣的交换。
The death of Christ on the cross is a manifestation of God's almighty power and salvation.
基督在十字架上的死是神拯救大能的彰显。
That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 it says, For the message of the cross is foolish to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength.
正如哥林多前书1章18节和25节所说的，因为十字架的道理对走向灭亡的人来说是愚笨的，但对我们这些得救的人却是神的大能，因为神的软弱总比人强壮。
Christ's death on the cross accomplished impossible will that only he can do.
基督在十字架上的死成就了只有上帝才能完成的不可能的工作。
Expiation of our sin.
他赎罪，这样去除了我们的罪和内疚。
Which is removal of sin and guilt.
除去了我们的罪和内疚。
He obedient to God the Father, remove God's wrath.
他坐满为祭，那么，
He removed God's wrath. After satisfying God's justice, I actually became the cruel death penalty on the cross.
他挽回了神的愤怒，就是说为他的子民在十字架上承受残酷的死刑，这样满足了上帝的公义之后，上帝的愤怒就被移走。
He accomplished reconciliation, which is removal of our alienation from God.
他实现了与神的和好，就是消除我们与上帝的隔阂。
He accomplished redemption, which is delivering us from captivity through payment of a ransom for the wage of our sin.
他实现了买赎，就是为我们的罪孽付出代价。
And he defeated the powers of darkness. He is armed with the spiritual rulers and authority, slaying them publicly by his victory over them on the cross.
他击败了黑暗的势力，在十字架上，基督亲自解除了那些临界执政者和掌权者的权势。 把他们当作凯旋行列中的俘虏，公开示众。
This is in Colossians chapter 2.
这是在哥罗西书的第二章当中所写。
Through death, Jesus destroyed Satan who hold the power of death.
借着他的死，败坏那掌死权的魔鬼。
Why did Jesus have to die a brutal death on the cross?
那么，为什么耶稣基督必须死在十字架上呢？
Crucifixion was the most torturous form of execution in the Roman Empire at the time of Jesus.
十字架是耶稣时代罗马帝国最折磨人的处决方式。
It is reserved for the most serious, most hated offenders of the law, the most shameful and put away to die.
它是为那些最严重、最可恨的违法者所保留的，是一种最可耻、最残忍的死法。
Throughout history, men have committed all sorts of obnoxious sins beyond imagination and deserved the cruelest form of death penalty.
纵观历史，人类犯下了各种超乎想象的罪行，理应受到最残酷的死刑。
On the cross, all the sins of the entire human race were dumped onto Jesus by imputation, so Jesus suffered the cruelest form of death on the cross on our behalf.
在十字架上，整个人类所有的罪孽都被归到了基督耶稣的身上，因此基督为我们在十字架上遭受了最残酷的死亡。
He took our punishment and substitution.
他代替我们的惩罚。
Even more intense than the physical death of Jesus was the spiritual suffering he experienced.
比基督肉体的死亡更加强烈的是他所经历的属灵的痛苦。
Because God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
因为神是无罪的，替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Jesus carried the sin weight of the entire world on the cross. It caused his holy father to forsake him and caused Jesus Christ to cry out, "Why, God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
基督在十字架上背负了整个世界的罪重。这使他的圣父抛弃了他，使基督耶稣大喊着：“我的神，我的神，为什么离开我？”
Jesus' physical suffering was brutal, but it was our sin that caused him the most suffering spiritually.
耶稣在肉体上的痛苦是残酷的，但是我们的罪使他在灵性上遭受了最大的。
We really should appreciate the crucifixion of Jesus.
我们真的是要感谢基督耶稣为我们钉死在十字架上。
So Jesus died as a convicted criminal, put to death by execution in the most painful and shameful way man can do.
因此呢，耶稣作为一个被定罪的罪犯而死，以人类所能够想象到最痛苦和最可耻的方式被处死。
He had to die this way to remind us that sin is not painless; it is not sinless.
他必须用这种方式死，以提醒我们罪并非无痛，这也并不是无耻。
The crucifixion showed the horror, the ugly and disgusting shame, the heaviness and the suffering caused by sin.
钉十字架显示了罪恶所带来的恐怖、丑陋和令人作呕的耻辱、沉重和痛苦。
All sins, every sin, even tiny sin and secret sin, your sins, my sins, everyone's sin.
所有的罪恶，每一个罪，即使是微小的罪和隐秘的罪，你的罪。
At the moment Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the temple was torn open apart into two.
耶稣死在十字架的那一刻，圣殿的幔子被撕成了两半。
Jesus, our high priest, opened the way for all of us to enter the holy of holies, the very presence.
耶稣作为我们的大祭司，为我们所有的人打开了进入圣殿至圣所的道路，也就是父神的同在。
The captain of our salvation gave us this access by his torn body and shed blood to cleanse us of owns our sin.
拯救我们的元帅，用他撕裂的身体和流干的血，给了我们建立这个通道，以洁净我们所有的罪。
So that we can approach God our Father.
这样我们可以接近我们的神，我们的父神。
It's hard to imagine the work of redemption, prophesied and prepared thousands of years before Christ came, was all accomplished suddenly in a matter of hours.
很难想象。在基督来到的几千年前就开始的预言和准备的这个救赎的工作，居然在短短的几个小时内就完成了。
Particularly in the last few hours on the cross, from noon to 3 p.m., when Jesus bore all the sins of the human race, and God the Father had to forsake him.
特别是在十字架上的最后的三个小时，从中午到下午三点。当耶稣基督承担了所有的罪，而父神又不得不遗弃他。
Jesus cried out, "It is finished."
耶稣喊道：“成了。”
This reminds me of Isaiah 48 verse 3.
这让我想到了以赛亚书48篇三节。
This Chinese writing of Isaiah 47 and 48 on my office wall. And it says, God said, suddenly I act, and they came to pass.
这个书法作品呢是在我办公室的墙上，上面写的就是这篇圣经的经文。我忽然行作，事变成就。
This ends my sermon today.
我今天的讲道就到这里。
This is a shorter sermon than my usual sermon. This sermon is shorter.
哦，这个我今天讲道会比平时的讲道稍微短一些。
As I said, a sermon needs to be long enough to cover a complete message, but it does not need to be longer than necessary.
哦，就像我曾经说过的，一个讲道它要足够的长。要把所有的信息呢都传达出去，但是呢，它又不需要非常的长，只要把旨意传达出去就好。
This sermon also ends a series of messages on salvation that I strongly feel God laid on me to preach.
那么我关于救恩的这一系列的信息到此就结束了。我强烈的感受到上帝给我一个负担去传讲救恩。